Welcome back to Chess Club, everyone. I'm glad you're back. Thank you for clicking on this episode. It's really humbling that I'm seeing these numbers come in, and I'm really impressed that you would watch for this long. So I appreciate you for tuning into the journey so far. Thank you very much. I can't express it enough. Today, I'm going to be teaching you three separate vital modules that contribute to the success of our product launch for free. So that was the intro I have written out. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure to check out the app because we are one of the very first people that get a video feature on our podcast on Spotify. If you're watching somewhere else, make sure to check the description of this podcast and get connected on all of the web platforms. But today we're gonna be doing something really impressive. We're gonna be selling some pens. So selling a pen. What are we going to need to sell this pen? I've gone ahead and I've done a little bit of this premeditated. We're going to need research and development. Now, I'm assuming you clicked on this video because A, it was either in your algorithm or B, you click funneled into this video from TikTok and then from my website and then from my podcast, all this stuff. That's how you ended up here is because you actually do have a genuine problem you need solved, and it's not a lack of a pen. How to sell a pen is just how you reached me. I'm going to be teaching you really vital skills, research and development, product roadmap. We're going to need to figure out how your pen gets to your customer, correct? So that, and we're gonna figure this out in the early stages before we even close our first deal. So we're gonna need a product roadmap. We're gonna need a product description. So this is gonna be kind of talking about what the product is, what kind of needs it's filling, what kind of attributes it has, what kind of features it provides, what makes the product different from all other competitors, right? We're gonna need an accurate description. We're probably gonna have to end up spending money on a copywriter, but we'll come to that path when we cross it. Next up, we're gonna need marketing. So this is just the commercialization of the pen. This is the label on the pen. This is the story on the pen. This is the brand on the pen. This is the status on the pen. There's a million different pens out there. Why is everybody using X pen? Why aren't they using Y or Z pen? Do you want to title your pen Z pen? Titling, marketing, same thing. So the marketing department gets me excited. That's where all of the creative juices are flowing, is in the Mad Men offices. So this pen ain't gonna sell itself. So let's get to research and development. And I just want to take a real quick word and thank our sponsor of this episode. We actually have a link in the description which you can click through. And let me see what they're trading at right now, actually. Berkshire Hathaway. Oh, Berkshire Hathaway stock. What else are they? What else am I searching them for? So, if you click the link in the description, you can get a chance to win one out of 250 stocks. Unfortunately, one of those 250 is not Berkshire Hathaway. You will not be receiving a $27,000 stock, but you can get something like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, Adobe. You can win Adobe, I think. You can get anywhere between $2 and $250. I think that's the deal. I'm not really sure. Make sure to visit that description below. It's Robinhood. It's not that they do rob the hood. That's not exactly why I'm even in business with them anymore. It's just the fact that without them, I would have never learned how to use options on the big boy platforms. Development. So, that being said, thank you for clicking on this week's episode, operative week, keyword operative week's episode. I appreciate you for tuning in. Next up, research and development. This is where we're going to find out the market. So for a market, we need a market maker. not even we, the pen needs a market maker. So the pen needs a buyer and a seller. So that's probably the hardest part for the pen. The pen's most difficult, like, journey, if you want to call it, is between the manufacturer and the seller. It actually isn't between the seller and the buyer. It's figuring out how to make ends meet. That's the hardest part of the difficult journey of a pen. So we need a buyer and a seller. So that means we need supply and demand. Perfect. We need supply and demand. We need a buyer and a seller. And I cannot emphasize this enough. We need a bid ask spread. So to sell this pen, what you're going to need is a market maker. That means that somebody has to be willing to solve a problem with your product. And that means somebody has to be willing to solve their problem with your product. So when those connect, that's when you get a big ass spread. That means that the bid and the ask are so far apart that the spread is just massive. So you need a bid ask spread. So that's research and development. Let's just brush over it real quick. We're going to need a market for our pen. Our pen needs a market. So that means our market needs a market maker. That means we need a buyer and we need a seller. That means we need supply and we need demand. That means our bid needs to meet and ask. That's how we're going to close that deal. Pay attention to that word, close that deal, right? So next up, we need a product roadmap. So product roadmap, right? Right. Where does our product start? We need resources. Things like plastic, things like ink, things like metal, things like cardboard. We need a lot of resources. That means we need suppliers. Now, once they've left the suppliers, we're going to need distributors. Now, to talk to those distributors, to talk their language properly, what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to bring on some investors. And what those investors are going to do is they're going to allow us to hire some marketers. And what those marketers are going to do are they're going to allow you and me to introduce our product to our customers. Simple enough. And then from there, the marketing, the investors are going to talk to the distributors and supply our customers with their resources. That is our product roadmap. So that's what we're going to be sticking with. To get our product on the road, we need a product description. Our product description. So for this, we're going to need to hire someone to write it. We're going to need to hire somebody to write this product description, right? And we need it to be a really, really quality product description. So we're going to give the copywriter the resources of the product. They're going to take our description and they're going to give us back a better one. So for this description I'm about to write out, I need you to go in the comment section and tell me what makes the product better. Why didn't you buy this product? That's what I need from you. Go ahead and write that in a letter down in the comment section below and I'll be sure to read it. So for our product, we need to create a description. So I'm willing to put something forward that I haven't put forward before. I'm going to put forward a value proposition. So I'm going to go ahead and copyright this description for you. And if you like it, just like the video. Is that cool? Perfect. So the value proposition of our product is I would like to introduce to you to our audience the only storytelling exclusive Project Z branded left-handed pencil in the world. Left-handed pen in the world. So, for our product description, I've gone ahead and I hired a copywriter, and we created a description. So, here's our value proposition. And since we're selling your pen, I would like to introduce to your audience the only storytelling exclusive Project Z branded left-handed pen in the world. Wow. Wow. That was a lot. I felt powerful just literally saying that in the universe. I'm speaking it into existence. This is quite literally the only pen that has 100% American design. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to slide number 5. I've gone ahead and hired a copywriter, created a description, and here's our value proposition. I would like to introduce to your audience the only storytelling exclusive Project Z branded left-handed pen in the world. This pen is 100% American. It comes with a free checkmate mentality guide. So I've gone ahead and I hired a copywriter. We created a description, and this is our value proposition. I would like to introduce to your audience the only storytelling exclusive Project Z branded left-handed pen in the world. This pen is 100% American. This pen comes with a free checkmate mentality guide. This pen has free worldwide shipping, all at a low cost for a great value at an incredible price. Let me repeat that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to slide number 5. I went ahead and I hired a copywriter. I created a description with that copywriter. And here is our value proposition. I would like to introduce to your audience, since you're trying to sell a pen, right? The only storytelling, exclusively Project Z branded, left-handed pen in the world. This pen is 100% American. This pen supports freedom of speech. You tell me, what's mightier, the pen or the sword? This pen comes with a free checkmate mentality guide. This pen comes with free worldwide shipping. I repeat, this is a low cost, great value at an affordable price on sale for nearly free. I cannot stress enough how you need the marketing for this pen. I just can't. One more time. I'm going to go ahead and go over slide number 5. This is the product description. So I've gone ahead and hired a copywriter. I've created a description, and here is our value proposition. I would like to introduce to your audience the only storytelling exclusive Project Z branded left-handed pen in the world. This left-handed pen is 100% American. It's got All right, am I still recording? Yes, we're good. All right, slide number five, everybody. The product description. And this might be one of the most important slides, because if you get this wrong, you are not closing deals. If you get this wrong, you're not closing deals. So let's just jump right into it. Step one, hire a copywriter. Boom, bam, I've done that. We have a copywritten product description. Step two, create a description. We already made our description. Let's just jump right into the value proposition we made for you. I would like to introduce to your audience the only storytelling, exclusively Project Z branded left-handed pen in the world. This pen is 100% American. It includes a free copy of Checkmate Mentality, which is our company's self-improvement multiplier. And it comes with free worldwide shipping. I repeat, this is a low-cost, great value at an affordable price on sale. While supplies last, this product is 90% off. How's that for urgency? And slide number seven, this is the last slide that we're gonna be doing together, marketing. So for our clients, we're gonna need to create a budget. We're gonna need to create a list of outcomes. And we're gonna need tangible results on how to get those outcomes, such as data and research and development. So what kind of data are we talking about? We're generally speaking, the marketing department has to worry about the number percentage of how much it changes the outcome of a certain campaign. So, for marketing, we're going to need a marketing campaign, and we're going to go over how to do all of this over on the YouTube channel Project Z, how to sell a pen. So a marketing campaign is something similar to a video series. So we're going to need to create some videos. So we're going to need a video business. This is just like any other business partner. It's similar to those suppliers that we talked about, those distributors we talked about, those investors we talked about, and those, at the end of the day, customers. Because who doesn't need a pen to sign deals? Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the final portion of this series. If you want to sell a pen, you need testimonials. If you want to sell a pen, you need to sign deals. If you want to sign deals, you need to do sales. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you Antonio Tavera. This is the artist that I manage. His stage name is Harlow Red, And I would like to just share with you how far we've come ever since he signed with me. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I'll be back next week following my publishing of the drone vlog. You can catch me on Instagram sometimes. Mainly, you can catch me by my phone number. Website is in the description. As always, listen harder.